Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about music and artists from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to rap, hip-hop, soul, and R&B. Simply put, folks, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Shout out to those of you who are watching on YouTube. All right, so you see the title. Which rapper from New York City had the best five-year run? It's not a rhetorical question, but it was one that I found maybe about a year or so ago, actually a little bit longer than a year ago, on a meme that I saw on Instagram. And what was interesting was, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's blank blank. Like, I knew who the answer was. But they offered the question and the caveat. Well, here's what happened. In the meme, they posed the question, and then they had six very prominent MCs from New York City, right? And the caveat was, upon the five-year run that they were talking about, everybody didn't have the same five-year run. So I'll give you an example. So when I first saw it, my first instinct was to say Jay-Z, because, you know, Jay-Z is the first name that's going to come out of most people's mouths. But based on who Jay-Z was going against and the years that are specified, it's actually not as easy as you may think, right? So there was no criteria, because you guys know me. Y'all know how I give it up. Like, I want to know what the criteria is before I make any type of decision or what have you. So there is no criteria, but I did want to pose what was offered to me and what I came up with to create this podcast. I wanted to tell you in their five-year run what these people did. And then that way, that can kind of help inform your decision. Now, I'm going to include record sales, which to me doesn't mean a lot, but to a lot of fans, it does. And in this case, I think it's worth the discussion alongside, you know, but we're not going to talk about how cool they were or how many women they had or how much money they make. We're just going to talk strictly about the music that they created and the success of that particular music, which contributed to their five-year run. All right, so that's the parameters of this discussion. And these MCs are in no particular order, but I'm going to tell you, you know, who the MCs are and tell you what they did in their five-year run. First up, the Notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls' run is being measured from 1993 to 1997. As many of you know, Biggie was tragically murdered in 1997. But his five-year run went from that time. In 1993, he dropped Party and Bullshit. In 1994, he dropped his debut album, Ready to Die. And on that, he had the song Juicy, which was certified platinum six times. Big Papa, which was certified platinum six times. One More Chance, Stay With Me, the remix, which was certified platinum. And then he had Hypnotize, which was on his next album, Life After Death. That went platinum. And then More Money, More Problems, which is all of these are singles, right? More Money, More Problems went platinum. And then Going Back to Cali went gold. Now, again, in that period of time, he dropped two albums, Ready to Die, which, again, was six times platinum, and Life After Death, which was 11 times platinum. And that's his five-year run. So while Biggie wasn't here long, he was here long enough to make a huge impact and be worthy of this discussion. MC number two, again, they're in no particular order. Nas. Nas's run is from 1994 to 1998, right? And in that period of time, Nas dropped the singles. These are some of his great singles. The World Is Yours, which was certified gold. If I Rule the World, which was certified platinum. Street Dreams, which was certified gold. In that time frame, he dropped two of the greatest albums that many people have ever heard. And where you rank the albums, it doesn't really matter to me, but they are very, if you ask most hip hop fans, they are some great albums. He dropped Illmatic, which was his debut album in 1994, which went double platinum. And then he dropped, what's the name? Damn, I forgot the name of the album. And then in 1996, he dropped It Was Written. And It Was Written was three times platinum. And he also dropped a group album called from the group The Firm. And that went certified gold in 1997. So that was Nas's 5-year run. So you tell me what you think about that. Artist number three, the late great Prodigy from Mobb Deep. Prodigy dropped his singles, I Shot Your Remix, and Shook Ones Part 2, that went platinum. And then 1998, he dropped Trey Lacious Triborough Trilogy on Capital Punishment with Big Pun and Inspector Deck. The albums that Prodigy dropped in this span of time, and his run, I'm sorry, was from 1995 to 1999. He dropped the album The Infamous. Of course, these are on Mobb Deep. The Infamous in 95, Hell on Earth, '96, and 99's Murder Music. Now, there are some people that will make the case that The Infamous is the best album from 1995. And if you say that, that's saying a lot, because there were so many dope albums that came out that year, but The Infamous is right there. And you can make a case that it is the greatest album from 1995. But that was Prodigy's run. He had, like I said, he had those singles and those albums. Then we move to the next artist number four, and that would be Earl Simmons, aka Dark Man X, DMX, rest in peace. DMX's run was from 1998 to 2002. During that time, he dropped gold singles like Get At Me Dog in 98, the Rough Riders Anthem, which was two times platinum, How It's Going Down, which was gold, and Slippin', which was certified gold as well. In 99, he dropped What's My Name, which was certified gold. And then in 2000, he dropped What These Bitches Want, which was gold, and Party Up, which is a song that almost everybody knows, was three times platinum. Now, in that time frame, DMX also dropped the following albums. It's Dark and Hell, and it's Dark and Hell Is Hot, excuse me. And that was four times platinum. That was in 1998. In 1998, he also dropped another album, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, and that was three times platinum. So he dropped two multi-platinum albums within the same calendar year. Up until that time, it had never been done in hip-hop. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes. And in 1999, he dropped And Then There Was X. That was 5 times platinum. And then in 2001, he dropped The Great Depression, which was certified platinum. So that's DMX's 5-year run from 1998 to 2002. All right. So next up is Sean Corey Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z. His 5-year run is measured from 1999 to 2003. In that time frame, he dropped the following certified singles: Big Pimpin', which was 3 times platinum; I Just Want to Love You, Give It to Me, that was gold, that was in 2000. In 2001, Izzo, platinum; Girls, 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 gold; Song Cry, which was certified gold. In 2002, he dropped 03 Bonnie and Clyde, featuring his then girlfriend, now wife, Beyonce, which was certified platinum. And he also dropped Excuse Me, Miss, which was certified gold. And last but not least, as far as his singles, he dropped Dirt Off Your Shoulders in 2003, which was 2 times platinum, as well as 99 Problems, which was 2 times platinum as well. Now, during this period of time, Jay-Z dropped the following albums in this run from 99 to 2003. He dropped Volume 3, The Life and Times of S. Carter. That was 3 times platinum in 1999. In 2000, he dropped The Dynasty, Rock La Familia. That was 2 times platinum. And then he came back with The Blueprint. That was 3 times platinum. In 2002, he dropped The Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse, which was 3 times platinum. And then in 2003, he dropped The Black Album, which was 4 times platinum. He also did a collaboration album with a guy that I'm not going to mention in 2002 called The Best of Both Worlds, and that went platinum. And he also did a live album in 2001 called Jay-Z Unplugged, which was certified gold. And that was the run of Jay-Z from 99 to 2003. So he had a pretty good run. Last but not least, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. 50 Cent, his run is from 2002 to 2006. During that time frame, he dropped the following certified singles: Wangsta, it was in 2002, which was certified platinum. In the Club, which was certified diamond. Excuse me. Then he dropped in 2003. 21 Questions, 4 times platinum. PIMP, 3 times platinum. If I Can't, which was certified gold. What Up Gangsta, which was certified gold. In 2004, Disco Inferno, 2 times platinum. Candy Shop, featuring Olivia, 5 times platinum. And also in 2004, Just a Little Bit, that was 3 times platinum. In 2005, he dropped Out of Control, which was platinum. Hustler's Anthem, which was gold. Window Shopper, platinum. Best Friend, featuring Olivia, which was platinum. And then 2006, he dropped the single You Don't Know, featuring Eminem, Lloyd Banks, and Cassius, and that was certified platinum. And those were just his singles. Now, during that time frame, he dropped 2 albums, Get Rich or Die Trying, which was 9 times platinum, and that was in 2003. And in 2005, he dropped The Massacre, which was 6 times platinum. So there you have it. You have 6 MCs. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and based on the statistics, I think we can remove Prodigy from this. Now, rest in peace. I love Prodigy. Great MC. Like I said, Mobb Deep, one of my favorite groups. The Infamous is still a banger from start to finish. And I don't think I've done an album review on that. I may have to do one this year on that. But basically, the top 5 MCs that you have is Biggie, Nas, DMX, Jay-Z, and 50 Cent. And so you have to ask yourself, based on the statistics, based on the record sales, based on that impact of their music, you know, who had the best run? Again, Biggie's run was from 1993 to 1997. Nas's run is from 1994 to 1999. DMX's run is from 1998 to 2002. I'm getting tongue-tied here. I don't know what's going on. Jay-Z's run is from 1999 to 2003. And 50 Cent's run is from 2002 to 2006. Now, I really don't have a great answer for who should be crowned having the best five-year run. You really can make a case for each one of those. I think Biggie's probably the guy that's probably on the edge, and it's only because of his short career span. But the time, but you can make the case that Biggie made the most of the time that he was here. And so, but between Nas, Biggie, Jay-Z, DMX, and 50 Cent, you can make a case that New York as a whole, these rappers pretty much carried or helped carry New York from 1993 all the way through 2006. And if we're being honest, New York really has not had that type of rapper put out that kind of production that these five men have done over that span of time, probably since 50 Cent stopped making music. So I could make a case that this was a part of, I don't want to say falling off, but the baton being passed from New York City to Atlanta, LA, Miami, Chicago, and any and everywhere in between. And so New York no longer held the mantle. But I think when you look at these five MCs, and actually we could say six, because again, I don't want to discredit Prodigy, but I think when you look at in its totality, reading out the stats, I think that they included him in the meme, but they probably could have left him off and done just these five. But that being said, I want you to tell me what you think once you've heard it. You can hit me up on social media. You can hit me up in the comments on YouTube. Yeah, so let me know. Biggie, again, his run from 93 to 97. Nas's run from 94 to 98. DMX's run from 98 to 2002. Jay-Z's run from 99 to 2003. And 50 Cent's run from 2002 to 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Thank you for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We drop new episodes every Monday and every Friday. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on all social media platforms, Rap Soul Podcast and 12 Kyle across the board. If you'd like to contribute to this podcast financially, hit me up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. Also, if you'd like to purchase merch, we do have merch for the 12 Kyle podcast. Go to the 12 Kyle podcast link, click the merch link, and there you can buy 12 Kyle podcast t-shirts, hoodies, as well as coffee mugs. We got it for the low. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Chill.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.